Good evening, and welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjiv, and joining me today with the latest headlines is our esteemed reporter, Arohi. On this day in history, March 25, in 1807, the British Parliament passed the Slave Trade Act, abolishing the slave trade in the British Empire. A landmark moment in human rights, which resonates with global discussions even today. From breaking news to in-depth analysis, we're covering the stories shaping our world from NDTV News, The New York Times, BBC, CNBC, US Top News, and others. Let's dive right in. Arohi, a significant political shift is making headlines in Florida. Can you walk us through that?
Absolutely. In a notable development from Florida, Democrats have successfully flipped a key state legislative seat. Emily Gregory's projected victory comes from a district that includes former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, a district a Republican candidate won by 19 percentage points just 2 years ago, in 2024. This win represents a significant upset, highlighting a shift in a traditionally conservative area.
That's a considerable margin swing. What more can you tell us about Emily Gregory and the broader context of this victory?
Gregory, a mother of three, secured this statehouse seat in what many are calling a surprising outcome. Her campaign focused on local issues and community engagement. This victory isn't isolated, it's part of a broader trend seen across Florida. For example, a union electrician is also leading in a state Senate race in conservative West Tampa, indicating potential shifts in voter sentiment in other parts of the state as well. These results are providing Democrats with a significant boost of momentum.
It sounds like a challenging environment for Republicans then, especially with legislative hurdles. What's the latest on the GOP's legislative agenda?
Indeed, the GOP is facing significant headwinds in Washington. Their voter bill, a key legislative priority, has been stymied by United Democratic opposition. Republican leaders are now reportedly pondering a last-ditch procedural maneuver to try and push it through. However, the chances for success with this Plan B are considered slim, reflecting the deep partisan divides and legislative gridlock currently dominating Capitol Hill.
Switching gears to the White House, we've heard some intriguing news regarding Melania Trump and a rather futuristic approach to education. What's the story there?
You're referring to the former First Lady's recent appearance. Melania Trump has expressed a belief that more children should be educated by what she termed humanoid educators. This vision suggests a greater integration of advanced robotics and artificial intelligence into the classroom, potentially transforming traditional learning environments. Her comments have certainly sparked debate about the future of education and the role of technology.
A fascinating prospect. And on the health front, there's news about a delay in a key administration nomination.
That's correct. The administration plans to delay nominating a new CDC director. The challenge lies in finding a candidate who can align with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s broader health agenda, while also navigating away from his often unpopular stance on vaccines. This balancing act has proven difficult, leading to the postponement of the critical appointment for the nation's top public health agency.
From policy to accountability, there's also been a strong reaction from a U.S. congressman regarding the release of the Epstein files.
Yes, Congressman Massey shared his strong views on the matter in a BBC Newsnight interview. He stated that men need to be perp-walked following the release of the Epstein files. His comments came in response to an interview with a group of survivors of the late financier's abuse, underscoring the ongoing public demand for accountability and justice related to the case.
Shifting to significant legal developments in the tech world, we're seeing some landmark rulings impacting social media giants.
This is a major story. In a landmark trial, social media giants Meta and YouTube have been found negligent. A jury concluded that the companies harmed a young user with design features that were intentionally addictive and contributed directly to her mental health distress. This verdict could set a significant precedent for future cases addressing social media's impact on users, particularly younger demographics, and may force platforms to re-evaluate their design philosophies.
That's certainly a game changer for the tech industry. Now, let's turn our attention to international relations, starting with a significant vote at the United Nations.
The UN has passed a landmark resolution voting to recognize the enslavement of Africans as the gravest crime against humanity. The resolution calls for a formal apology and contributions to a reparations fund, although it does not specify an amount. This move marks a significant step in acknowledging historical injustices and pushing for restorative justice on a global scale.
And speaking of international developments, the US has reportedly recovered a substantial amount of gold from Venezuela.
That's right. Interior Secretary Burgum announced that the U.S. has brought back $100 million of gold from Venezuela. This comes as Venezuela's interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, has expressed a desire for increased foreign investment in the country's mining sector. The return of the gold could be seen as a gesture aimed at stabilizing economic relations amid Venezuela's ongoing political and economic challenges.
Tensions in the Middle East continue to be a pressing issue. What's the latest from the West Bank?
There are grave warnings from Palestinians regarding expanding settler violence in the West Bank. Reports indicate a significant surge in attacks by Israeli settlers on Palestinian villages across the occupied territory since the start of the Iran war. This escalation is fueling fears of a further deterioration of safety and stability in the region.
And Iran is raising concerns about potential external actions in the Gulf.
Indeed, the Iranian speaker has voiced concerns that the U.S. and a regional state are planning to occupy an island in the Gulf. One possible target mentioned is Karg Island, which is strategically vital as it handles almost all of Iran's crude oil exports. Such a move would have immense economic and geopolitical ramifications.
And following these reports, how are global markets reacting to Iran's diplomatic stance?
Asia-Pacific markets traded mixed today after Iran signaled it had no intention of holding direct talks with the United States, despite reviewing a proposal for such discussions. This uncertainty regarding diplomatic engagement, particularly concerning the Middle East, continues to influence global market sentiment and investor confidence.
Closer to home, New York's Mayor Mamdani is making significant budget adjustments.
Mayor Zoran Mamdani is planning substantial cuts, totaling $1.3 billion, in programs that he himself had previously favored. The mayor is banking on savings from a delay he is seeking in the state mandate for smaller class sizes. Additionally, he is scaling back a commitment to expand a vital rental assistance program, all part of an effort to balance the city's budget.
Finally, a quick update on an international crime story.
In Sydney, Australia, a major player has been charged in connection with the alleged mistaken identity kidnap and death of grandfather Chris Bagsarian. The 23-year-old is now the third man facing charges in this high-profile and tragic case, as investigations continue to uncover the full extent of the circumstances.
Thank you, Arohi, for that comprehensive rundown of today's top stories. It's been an eventful day across the globe. Before we sign off, here's a surprising fact. The internet's first ever live streaming webcam, known as the Trojan Room Coffee Pot Cam, was set up at the University of Cambridge in 1991 to allow researchers to check if the coffee pot was empty without leaving their desks. A humble beginning for a technology that now connects the entire world. That's all for today's quick news briefing. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to bringing you more news tomorrow. Good evening.